What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi, and thank you for joining me for this bit of On the Brain bonus material. So tonight features an episode that I should have uploaded a long time ago. It's Sex Dolls with AI, and it started as just a normal conversation that me and my best friend were having about AI, and then we just turned it into what it usually turns into, a whole ranting conversation about, oh, hey, what if, because sex dolls exist and they've been doing things with AI, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, I go down a rabbit hole of research about this. I tell our friends, we get together, and this is the result. Now, I had put this out on other platforms, YouTube and SoundCloud, but for some reason, I never put it here. I have no clue as to why. And since we're talking more and more about AI every day, I figured this is the perfect time to unleash this conversation. But I know this is not everybody's cup of tea. But if you would like to check out the back catalog of On the Brain episodes, go right ahead. We have plenty of them, and there will be plenty more coming down the pipeline. But for those who are here for this bizarre piece of conversation, thank you. Shouts out to everybody listening. Shouts out to everybody involved. This features my homeboy Nabjita, my cousin Rick, and our homies from the Crypto Nightmare YouTube channel. Check everybody out on socials. And with that being said, enjoy the episode.
He somehow brought the conversation about sex dolls and how detailed that they what they released lately.
Yeah, those things are one cybernetic skeleton away from.
They're anatomically correct.
Yes.
Not really.
Hey, Jeff, you have a chance.
But eventually you'd just be able to be a cyborg and pick what you want, pick and choose, and switch out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when Skynet became self-aware.
But then I made the joke, if you could buy parts from Apple, and, you know, they fail after a couple of years.
They fail after a couple of years.
Just install an iPhone and it's
so, wait, say, okay, you get an upgrade for the chest, and, like, say you got some, like, say D cups or E cups, and then after these Apple brand boobs, after 4 years, one of them just like seizes up and it doesn't have the jiggle anymore. And you hear like a inside of it, and you're like, "What's going on? This left tit, it's lost its bounciness."
No, because Julius is leaving this conversation.
No, because you know that Apple slows their stuff down intentionally. Yeah. So you.
God, what about that Apple asshole? And it's just like,
my bigger fear, what happens if it locks?
That's what I was going for. That's exactly what I was about to bring up.
Forget the password.
Like, oh no. You're just in the throes of passion. You're like, oh, wait.
Imagine going to the hospital.
You have to upgrade.
Tech support.
You have to upgrade your iTunes.
You fix this on your end. I'd rather not, but if you look at my purchase history, you can take a big guess.
My Wi-Fi turned off. I was getting the erection update. I'm stuck halfway. Please help.
I just updated this yesterday. Why do you keep sending me updates? All I want to do is go to Pound Town.
Just be glad Apple's don't got viruses.
Oh, God. So you get that VR STD.
Yo!
Like, it's like the chlamydia's coming right at me.
No. Even better. Now your balls buzz.
We were talking about that, too. Equality up in here. Equality up in here.
God. So,
I'm not putting one of those in me. Fuck you all.
No. We were just saying. You know what? Remember when I was talking about that that Japanese immersion suit. I found the video with it.
Oh god, my lady cactus is terrifying.
Well, it's basically, you know, people commentating on it, but I found it and I gotta
show. Yeah, the comment is nope.
I gotta show you. I just have to.
Oh please, I don't wanna see anything like that. I am terrified of anything right. I have to stuff in there. No.
Please do not stick it in my bottle. I beg of you, please don't stick it there again.
No, it's just gonna ask to cuddle afterwards.
Please don't you find me pretty.
No, it's gonna tell you not to come in its eye, not to come in its hair. Not
please,
its
it takes
ass.
Forever to get it out of my synthetic weave.
Then try and wash your hair.
You have it stroke you, it's got like the Terminator drop.
Yeah, right?
All of a sudden, you have pissed me off for the last time.
I did, then you hear the Terminator theme song go do 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 do.
And then you have two faces.
You got the spear over your face.
Like, oh no. Then you see on the news, Skynet, guess what?
My dog. I think they have the AI because they wanted to learn, so it's gonna learn.
What? Is that bitch gonna cook?
No, I think they mean like learn about you and what you like about sex.
No,
like,
there's look if I'm buying a sex doll.
Look, you already knows too much. I bought the damn thing.
Yeah, right. It's like Nat Vita born in this year on this month on this day. Your interests are like what the fuck? And no.
Bitch, don't talk about that shit in public. Now shut up and walk.
Listen, there's no need for a sex doll to have an eye. If I'm buying a sex doll, it's because I don't want
one
no
job to do.
Listen, it's exactly.
You don't want it to.
I don't want to be able to connect to the internet so that other people can find out. Oh yeah,
what? This gonna go into a sex bot chat room.
It's gonna let
that's
people
how
know like
you. That's
you
how
you'd
UHS
be surprised
TVs.
How often this guy likes anal.
That's how you make up the UHS TDs. They come from the internet.
No.
Oh.
Who has the highest pump score?
Pumpscore.com.
That's where they
10 minutes.
That's why they're all synced up. They all report back. Like, current user rating is so and so in Omaha, wherever Omaha is.
Do they
pump score is 200
once a month?
One. What the fuck?
You mean the top five
wait.
This month? Yes, top five.
Wait, is it?
I made it onto the leaderboard.
And then there's some weird conference.
Damn, why is all the top things bad?
There's some weird conference like E4 or E3 or whatever for it. We're like all the greatest.
It's gonna be E4 playing.
The pump score champ on me. Like, it's him.
Don't you?
He's got 1,500 pumps.
Don't shake his hand. Don't shake his hand. Don't break your fingers.
They got a pump team. It's a sport now.
It's like a
oh my god, there are 5,000 pumps.
It's like a shit. It's like a pit crew in fucking NASCAR.
Yes!
You just hear
but on the other side of that spectrum, what about the one pump fuckers? Is the AI
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you can
that it doesn't teach them disappointment.
AI is like, you'll do better next time.
Yeah, it's real encouraging. Like, and then it's like, it's all right. You'll do better next time. Just learn to masturbate more. Get
I
that
expected
deck.
More from you.
If they do, look, if they get, oh my god, if they get sex dolls
with a can of WD-40,
oh my god,
your AI sex doll orders you a fleshlight for breakfast.
Here, use this. Pretend it's me. I mean, it's not that different. It's basically the same.
I need a break.
It's my prototype.
It's basically the same thing, same synthetic skin, but here, you need practice. I'm going to go watch Real Housewives.
Charge your credit card.
Now eat SD cards.
Oh, God. Like, but seriously, I hope if they do it, they can't teach those things disappointment, because, I mean, that's kind of defeating the fucking purpose.
It is.
Like... Oh, like, if I wanted disappointment after sex, I'd go after a real woman.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm asking you.
Oh, God.
Did you go out and look for a job today?
Damn it.
Clearly,
damn
I didn't.
Shit. Shut down. Siri, shut her down. Take your out, Siri.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I've got the worst combo. One of those mixed with an Alexa.
Oh, Alexa.
Alexa.
Alexa, vibrate my vagina. He seems to like that.
Oh, no, forget that. Alexa and Siri will link up to the AI.
They form an alliance.
Oh, God.
The sex dolls will become Alexa and Siri.
No, do not. Because I don't need Amazon to know how many pumps I do. Okay.
That affects your Prime delivery.
I'm going to get like, things suggested in my Amazon wish list.
Do you like some lube and tissue?
No, it'll affect your Prime delivery. You'll look at it like, oh, you only have 10.
You came too fast, so your package won't.
Yeah. Wait, did everybody else hear
that? Yeah, I heard that. That's why I left. But no, it's going to be classy, like your those go buttons that Amazon has.
Kleenex. Clorox wipes.
Amazon, please
replace your pussy.
WD-40.
Order me some of that strawberry lube I like and shut down her memory. She's learning too fast.
Alexa, please order a replacement pussy, please. I kind of wore that one out.
That thing said lifetime guarantee my ass.
The ass didn't have one either.
Yeah, they got male versions for the women in gaming too.
But can it look like Finn Balor?
I don't know. What is your obsession with this guy?
Look at the man!
So, no!
That doesn't answer the question.
But, okay. But here's the thing, though. And I got it out. You know what? I think I'm going to show you guys the video for it.
I'm scared.
But
I don't want to see one of those fuckers talking. That is terrible.
But check this out. So you can customize it.
Okay.
So if you want it to look like Van Balor, they can probably do something.
I'm sorry. I'm
recording it, though.
What? Huh?
Those things are like $10,000 now.
Worth it.
Not only that. Not only that, I don't trust
that.
You
can't even make
it remember his birthday ever.
Jeff, you can't even make yourself a fucking
thing. Yeah, at least it reserves mine.
Yeah, right?
No, but here's the thing, though. For a girl's point of view, I don't think I want one.
Well, because girls have had sex toys readily available for.
What if that shit overeats?
Well, don't get the one with the AI in it. Just get a regular fucking sex doll. The ones that just look like they're wondering why this is happening to them. They got that look on their face like,
hey.
Yo, I have that same look every
time. I didn't ask for this.
I didn't want to be this.
I seen a high-end model that look like that.
Yeah, but do the girls really need one that has, like, that open mouth? Like...
Probably.
No, I mean, if you want a strap-on, you gotta put it in somewhere.
There's one where
some girls are into that, I'm sure.
Girls don't have cocks to suck, Jeff.
No, but...
That's why he said strap-on.
Oh, well, yeah. Why are you going to stick a strap-on in his mouth?
I don't know.
Hey, we don't know what people are
into. Weird shit. We don't know what the sex doll's into.
Exactly, right? He's like, oh, yeah, spit in my mouth. Or give it to me.
Jesus.
Please, just remember the lube this time. I beg of you. Don't forget the balls. Please, fast, slower. Oh, I love you. Oh.
She's like in BDSM and training. No. She has to start somewhere.
Look, I'm sorry, but if I blew the 10,000 million bucks on one of these fuckers and it came in 2 minutes, I want my money back.
I don't think it has the option to come and go soft.
No, because nothing's coming through.
Yeah, it's going to be hard all the time.
Be extra.
Yeah, like, you want the realistic thing, then get a real dude. Like, yeah. These things are everlasting.
Don't worry about making a mess unless you're the one making it.
You know? Yeah, they're not gonna give it cum deposits like for realistic fucking.
To be fair, what if like the girl wants to get pregnant?
Then get a fucking dude. Like, you gotta start to go to the sperm bank. Like,
you gonna do make it spring loaded? You either got a real dude or artificial insemination.
Put it in a Tide Pod and make it shoot out when it's ready.
Spring loaded jizz. You want that cut? That's extra though to get that customizable.
Dude, why would you want something spring loaded going in there? Jesus.
Not the actual springs itself, Julie. What? It's the jizz is going to be launched.
But
I'm really thinking the mechanics of this is a little bit.
Doesn't it at least have glitter and confetti?
If you're trying to get pregnant, why would you contaminate it with glitter and confetti?
So your baby sparkles when it pops out.
You never know.
It's a fed this baby.
Still, that's not how it works.
God, I wish I brought an EV.
That's definitely not how you get a gay baby.
You read my fucking mind. Oh, I'm mad at you because you read my mind.
God, I wish I brought one of my EVs just to throw at you.
Oh.
One I actually don't have to tell everyone.
But no, but check this out. There is this. There are mechanisms where it makes it like
a gay baby.
No.
What is with you with gay babies?
Oh my god! All I can think about is that Simpsons episode. My friend's
gay
neighbor's
baby
gay baby's wedding, and it's like dressed like Mr. Slave.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Slave?
From
the BDSM gear, like leather and stuff.
By the way, don't ever go on eBay looking for a chest harness.
Julie, whatever. I know what you're thinking of, and I'm safe to say I would never go there.
I was doing it for a cosplay.
It's eBay. Why would I want to use one?
Yeah.
No, I was being lazy.
What is this one stain?
Like, I don't know. That's a little crusty and flaky on that
one. Yeah, it doesn't really help that I was looking for a yellow one.
You just set yourself up for failure there. What were you saying now, Kyle?
No, I'm setting myself up for success.
No,
that's what you're saying.
I'll find it on eBay.
No, forget what I was going to say, because I just, oh my god, I visualized it, and I don't want to snap.
You saw the costume. You know what I was going for.
No, not
wait,
that. Not
visualized
that.
What, though? See,
no.
You have to
no.
play in the space,
okay.
Kyle.
Okay, remember when she was talking about if she got a sex doll and it comes in 2 minutes, she's sending it back?
Yes.
Okay, so there are mechanisms for you to simulate jizz coming out of the...
It's not that hard. It's lotion and water.
Out of the dildo? Yeah.
Well, it's not that hard after it does its business.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason... No, I remember one time, I forgot what side...
Why are you referring to it as its business? There's that little
piece of... Because
you put it in work.
Carpet. This is what you want.
You gotta
work
for
it. On the carpet.
Hey, sometimes it's just like...
They're doing it wrong.
No, they think they're doing it right.
They're coming at quick.
Yeah.
Definitely doing it wrong.
If you're like, I love you, then you're not, no.
Dude,
okay, get off, I'm done.
Dude, you just took off your pants.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I'll do it again in like 5 minutes.
Dude, my carpet.
I got a quick recovery.
Get the fuck out of here. That's my carpet.
My recovery time is pretty
well,
good.
Well, it'll be aimed in the right area.
Oh, God.
Not that carpet!
See, that you're great teaching them what carpet means. It's learning in the wrong way.
See, this is why we don't want them to have AI. Oh god, does that mean to be like Jeff when you first get it?
No.
Just innocent, naive.
No, because I think they'll send them pre-programmed with some type of experience.
Yeah.
They
didn't send me pre-programmed with some type of experience.
Well, that's
wait, what are you trying to tell us, Jeff? Are you Julie's secret fuck doll?
I need a shower, and I can't even wash my hair yet. Not fair.
Me doth think the lady protests too much.
No, the lady's dry heaving.
I did see this movie.
If
you say Mannequin.
No, not Mannequin, even though I think that movie could have been a whole lot better.
It really could have.
I have a soft spot for it, but it could be a whole lot better. But
you have a soft spot for a Mannequin?
The movie called Mannequin.
He hasn't seen the Mannequin yet, so it can't be a hard spot.
Listen. Oh, I shut myself up real quick.
Listen. Okay, so
that's your thing for Mannequin heads.
You know those things creep me out.
You know my sister has one.
Oh yeah, I know.
Wait, who gave a Mannequin?
Now you need to question
no.
Because she's in cosmetology school. It's like that episode of King of the Hill, but it's Luann's point of view, not Bobby's.
Oh, no, no. See, that mannequin head is not realistic looking. The ones we use at the salon, they look like real people.
Yeah,
the eyes are dead. The eyes are freaking dead.
They sometimes blink. Sometimes they go, oops,
come here.
Like this?
You know what's strange? We started off talking about sex balls, now we're talking about mannequins, and it kind of still...
Same wheelhouse.
Well, what do you think the prototypes come from?
True that.
But you know there's somebody that tried that once upon a time. They were like, tried to make their own sex doll, so they got a mannequin.
They did!
They probably got like a mannequin.
Yeah, then they tried to sell it
to
remember that video I showed you with the dude that made a Scarlett Johansson duplicate?
Oh, that creepy shit.
Yeah.
It was freaky as balls.
Mm-hmm. But... he did it in a week, so...
did he, like, not sleep? Because...
He had a goal.
Shit.
All right?
A week?
He had a goal. Looked like Scarlett Johansson had a seizure, but he had a goal.
Now it looked like she melted.
Stroke seizure to Scarlett Johansson.
But this movie I saw...
talking through half of her mouth.
this movie I saw one year was about
sorry, I just heard what she said.
It was about a sex doll that had everything already pre-programmed, you know, and they.
That's weird science, Kyle.
That's only fantasy.
Yeah, it is.
Weird Science had better acting in a decent storyline. This just had blondes and vibrating tongues.
Oh, so you're watching RedTube?
No, actually, I was watching Skinamax.
It's one of those movies. Oh my god! Why? Those movies were like our lifeblood as teens. Like that was the only before.
God, I was so innocent. I was staying up late to watch wrestling and Witch Hunter Robin.
I was watching Cowboy Bebop.
You were watching wrestling, staying up late. Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Yeah,
watching sweaty guys rolling around in their undies.
And we're just watching sweaty women roll around in their undies.
In this
to be fair, the guy I like kept his pants on.
So did some of these. Not all of them, but...
Though, but he took his shirt off. That was hot.
I was just in it for the lesbian scene. I'm be honest with you.
You know what? That's something that never did it for me. Like, watching two women go at it is just like...
Yeah. Is it any better seeing a guy's dong while you're jacking?
No.
Well, do you want to see a little flaccid dick then?
I'm not looking at the dick when I'm jacking at all.
Man, look.
Then just get a Playboy, Jesus.
No, I'd like to see it in motion.
A Playboy's classic.
Just flip through the pages. It'd be like one of those old books.
No, because then there's the chance, the possibility of getting something.
Else. See?
And then I'm never seeing those, hearing that. Well, genitals in general aren't attractive looking.
They look like turkey neck.
I'm talking about both.
They look like turkey neck.
Don't get me wrong. They're not, like I said, in general, genitals aren't attractive at all.
But you're not there to look at them.
Exactly. That's why we don't have eyes on our fun parts.
But,
imagine if we did. Oh, my God. That would be so much grosser.
Oh, my God. I'd be terrified.
Unless you're blind, shouldn't you look at it to know where you're going? I mean,
you can go.
I feel like if you're blind, you're getting it guided in or guiding it in.
Well, dude, I'm blind on my own, so I just do by touch anyways.
But you can, we're talking like actual blind, like can't see anything. Yeah. Like you're either guiding it or getting it guided in.
Yeah.
Like
completely. You're probably getting it guided in.
You'll find
out. Unless everyone's blind, then you're just fucked. Well, not really, but it's like, oh, baby, that feels so good. That's the sheet.
No, I think that they can tell the difference between a vagina and unless it's really dry, like.
Or if it's like silk sheets.
No, because silk sheets doesn't have that moisture component.
Yeah, you know, I really hate my silk sheets. I keep getting shocked on them.
Then you need to stop with the toys on it.
No, I think
the electrical toys and the moisture from that will give you shocks on those sheets. Julie, I've told you this once. I'll tell you again. Cut your shit. Get a regular ass dildo. No batteries required. All right, you don't have to worry about that shock after.
In all seriousness, I think it might just be the pillow top I put on top of it for my back.
That's what you want to tell yourself. What I'm telling you, get a regular ass dildo.
Can we get a dildo that like has a suction cup while you throw it at things?
Is there any other kind?
Yeah, there's one.
No, seriously.
You're basically playing
dildo darts.
That's what I want to do. I just put a big bullseye on Kyle's door.
You get into an eye fight, you go to throw it. Damn it, I thought that was
I want dildo darts to be a thing now, just like...
Wait, we can make a video that's like going into a sex shop and getting them.
No, you can't do that. There's no cameras in sex
shops. Yeah, you can't.
That's against their...
But how'd they do it in Jackass?
Because they have Jackass money.
They probably got permits
to do
it.
They probably got permits to do that. We
can't Jackass money.
Fine, then.
As soon as we walk in with a camera, they will kick us out.
Aww.
We're like, hey, get out of here. We don't need you taking pictures of this
4-foot
wall.
Don't be exposing our
customers. You know, actually, my first date with my boyfriend was to a sex shop.
They'll be like, get out of here. We don't need a picture.
No, the really ghetto place.
These 4-foot dildo.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea, and it wasn't my boyfriend's idea.
You know what? Not for nothing, but people that decide to open up a like stores like that are like some of the ballsiest motherfuckers.
It is, but that place, like, I felt like I was going to get the clap just by looking at it.
So after watching a few short videos on the AI sex dolls, what do you guys think? Has your opinion changed at all, or is it just further confirmed what we said earlier?
Yeah, it doesn't need to think.
I didn't
really
or have emotions.
Like,
I think it's the first step to Skype.
Or be able to deny or turn off.
It just needs to lay there.
I
and
don't
do its purpose.
It is creepy as all fuck.
It is
makeup.
Not so much. I mean, some people, you know, Like that one dude that fucking married his wife.
He was doing it.
Put her in a wheelchair.
He was doing it. No, he was
fucking that thing so hard. Yeah, it had to be in a wheelchair because the legs probably.
The wiring
in the legs to make it stand up probably shattered from fucking impact.
But they
not
said,
only that, it didn't.
No,
fucking
but they said.
House.
Remember that was in China, and the guy did it to prove a point.
You mean that's why he got two?
Yeah, right.
You only need to marry one.
The other one was a side chick.
I was a little creeped out.
They were separate.
I was a little creeped out by the fact that he had two, but that one that we saw that had like that diva mode. You know what I mean? Like she said,
Which one?
The one in China. She's like, I'm the most beautiful. I'm the most.
Oh,
sexy,
the one that they had hooked up to the internet.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, and I feel like it's unanimous.
It's looking on ways to kill humans.
Exactly. doesn't need to be connected to AI.
I know how to make it look like an accident.
See. That's what scares me too. Because what if they hit some dark web shit?
Oh no!
And it's like, okay.
Become the shit post meme lord.
Yeah, right.
He's gonna make some technical modifications and put a guillotine in there.
Oh my god! Why?
Why did you give it access to power tools?
Yeah, why?
Oh god!
What are you trying to do? Modify it? Yeah. You just left it there?
No, do it itself.
You wanted the butthole.
It'll remove it. It'll put the TV paper shredder in there.
What are you guys doing?
Vibrating butthole.
I would just like to mention that throughout all of this, I've been absolutely horrified.
Wait, why are you horrified?
That shit is just creepy as balls.
Well, yeah, but you
gotta
keep
in mind.
Well, they
gotta put
makeup
on it before it can be horrified.
It's always horrified. What are you talking about?
No, it's not horrified. It's just dead behind the eyes the whole time, just looking at you like, why was I created for this?
Like,
why was I brought into existence for this?
The first one we watched that actually talked to you, she... And
that one was wild, because not only did it talk, but they gave it an accent?
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't choose the accent.
Yeah, it's like, we want it to be Scottish or Russian.
Like, it sounded...
Russian,
like,
it
sounded Russian,
it was
British, like, Scottish.
By the way, who the fuck want... I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of the Scottish accents.
Well, both Russians...
Their accent is similar to the Irish accent, which you say you love.
Yeah, but they're...
It's not that dissimilar.
Yeah, but the Irish one is better.
They're almost the same.
Pretty much. But...
To each their own, I guess?
Like...
Potato and another potato.
A different potato. Better potato.
A potato and a German potato.
But...
A russet potato and an Idaho potato.
Like, and the funny thing was...
Hey, Jeff,
like,
your favorite
didn't
potato.
We see just the female ones. Like, that last video we watched...
We
was
saw the
one.
The
so many floating
sex
dogs.
There's like so many floating. There was a weird floating dick.
It would be like that could be like a drinking game.
Floating
every time you see one, you got to take a sip.
Nope, I'm taking a sip of shit.
Yeah.
But then like the girl that was doing the woman that was doing the piece at the end, she ended up fucking it and like
on camera.
Like they didn't see insertion, but it was like late night. Showtime and like
basically softcore.
The thing that, no, because softcore's got better music. That music
doesn't
is creepy.
Like,
wait,
time out. Like, all right.
No, not really. At the most part,
but
I give
it like
a C.
Weird,
but
then she was like giving a critique. She was like, oh, it feels so real.
Seem all that enthused, but she did seem kind of.
She was intrigued by it. Like she didn't seem like she hated
like,
it.
She's like,
I'm pretty sure.
This seems pretty realistic.
Yeah,
it seemed
like,
indifferent though.
But the funny thing was too, she put the hands so they were grabbing her boobs, like too, like she was like really trying to. And at the end, it was like I feel like she didn't hate the thing. She was like, and you know, she had to give it a big one too. She seemed like a size queen. Because remember how she was just casually, like, after that one was done, she, like, grabbed his hand, and then we called it. Like, he was grabbing the doll's hand, and they were like, watch, she's gonna jerk that thing off. And then the next scene, she's like, oh my god, it feels so real.
By the way, if anybody's wondering, all these things that we've talked about can be found on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're... A little surprising. One
Not
was
really.
An HBO documentary. Well, no, I'm just,
there,
I'm
there's
just
some crazy shit you find on YouTube.
That's why I don't go too deep down the rabbit hole.
You need to sometimes.
No, actually, the thing is, you just trip and fall, and you're like, holy shit,
yeah,
how did I get here?
Exactly, yeah,
you don't go searching for that shit.
You don't plan to see
some lady 70s
softcore, but you end up
there.
What about
the fact that some of them had bushes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people are into that.
Some people like that.
But there was one that was just too hairy. Like,
it was like an afro down there.
Like
the old koosh paw.
When we were talking about, when we were in the,
I just realized the wording of that.
Oh, when we were in the, when we were in the factory in China, when they were showing the factory in China, the first thing that you saw was the pubis hair, and, they had, you know, they had sizes for everybody, so.
Maybe they were touching that weenus.
Yeah.
You realize that's just your elbow, right?
I know. That's what
it's still a funny word.
But how about that one?
That's the funny word.
That one person when they were they were removing the dick from the mold just had the biggest smile on their face, like, oh, this one's coming home with me. I'll just say it fell on the floor. Shh, wink. Like, these people clearly.
Bill,
love what they
hear
do.
You say wink.
Well, I wasn't saying wink.
Wink.
What about the dude that
see
created
the dumpster? Wink.
What about the dude that created the one that could climax?
That is, it's pointless to have that. It really is, because like, they're a sex doll. They serve a purpose. It's like, oh fuck, now I gotta get this thing off too. Like,
fuck.
I got it for the lone reason.
Well, maybe he gets off on it getting off. Maybe he likes the noise.
What?
His sounds.
I get that with a real person.
Yeah.
But if you're fucking a doll, you got it for a sole purpose, and it's not to give it pleasure.
Right.
And it was weird, too. That doll had, like, weird pleasure points. It was like, oh, yeah, touch my shoulder. Yes,
fuck
yes.
You. Turning this function off.
I love it when you touch my forehead, please. Oh,
actually,
yes.
That one wasn't
get the
as...
the back of the knee.
That one wasn't as talkative as the other ones we saw.
No, I know. I was doing that for comedic people.
Yeah, sorry.
Again, we got two joke killers here.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we horrified Julie. I,
that's a job well done.
Yeah.
That's
I
our
also,
job.
She got some fucking nerve with all the dick pics she was showing us last week.
I was not showing anyone. I was
yeah,
just,
you were.
I was calmly explaining.
The proud penal parade.
Yes, but it had...
Basically.
But it had a purpose.
Copia.
It had a purpose.
But that was better.
It had a purpose. It had a
glorious
purpose.
Well, we were watching something because we were going to talk about it. Not like we were like, yeah, look at those
sex dolls. All right.
They were a horrifyingly large set that somebody had.
A few of them had ridiculous
sets.
Yeah, a few of them.
Like, almost too comically big, like...
A few of them, like, anime big. Just,
like,
you know,
like,
for no reason.
Exactly.
For no reason.
Like, they move independently of each other. They go a certain way.
So,
but...
I think we can end it here.
Yeah, but the ultimate question is, would you get one yourself, or would you recommend it to anyone?
No.
That one,
no.
Yes and yes. I would recommend it to certain people, and you know.
Like,
if I have the money, why not? You know, feeling froggy. You know, you haven't gotten laid in a while.
I mean,
like, hey.
You know, after the price goes down.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Once what you can get.
I
spend
that kind of money.
I get
a David computer. I get the same
hell
no.
There's no way in hell I'm buying a used fuck doll.
Okay.
Can I add something real quick? Now that I'm seeing this on my Facebook feed. It could be worse. Somebody used a anglerfish stomach to masturbate, and he ended up in the hospital.
Oh my god!
Like a real fish?
Its stomach.
So how do you get an anglerfish? Because those are in the deep sea.
Yeah.
You don't just stumble across like.
You gotta be committed as fuck to get
an anglerfish.
I don't
want you fucking anglerfish stomach.
How committed are you? Yeah, you might.
Today on what people have stuck their dicks in.
Deep, right? I'm going deep.
Maybe he should try a paper shredder.
I'm going to find an anglerfish. Fuck the shit out.
Why don't you come
right on
ahead?
In the hospital.
No.
Like,
you don't just casually, yes, I like anglerfish.
Yeah, you can't go to, like, the pet store and be like, yeah, I want anglerfish because I don't fuck.
He's got
to
get the right angle.
Fucking Jeff.
Okay, but all right. Some people are for it. Some people are not so much.
Look,
or at least no AI included.
No, but they need to drop the fucking price. Like, there needs to be competing ones.
It's the price of a car, but you can only ride one to work.
I'd rather just get the car. Car and a fleshlight.
Oh, hell, you can get a mannequin. Zzz, out the... Pop the fleshlight in there. It's like a, what, a 30, fucking $60 fuck doll? How much are mannequins? I don't know the price of me.
No idea.
It's been a while since I've been mannequin shopping. I don't know if the price went up or down or not.
No idea, and I'm not looking them up right now.
Well, it's a mannequin.
No, you draw the line at mannequins.
Yeah, right?
No, I drew the line at mannequin heads.
But their bodies you're cool with?
Most of the heads don't have bodies. The ones we use at the shop.
What are you doing with these disembodied, beheaded? Why was I forgot the word beheaded for a second. Beheaded mannequins.
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Is there something you want to say? You can tell me.
No.
Off camera.
No.
Off mic, I mean.
Anyway, let us know in the comments below, would you get one for yourself? Would you recommend?
I don't think anybody's going to say yes to
that. There's
going
to be a lot of liars in that.
Would you recommend? Not so much. I don't get too many comments. But anyway, but this was just
No. We might get some comments from this one.
But this was fun to discuss. And
a lot of liars.
And would you recommend it to someone else, or would you just say, you know, I'd rather get one with or without AI?
There's going to be somebody in the comments like,
no,
I want to know where to get one for my friend. Wink. Why'd you type wink?
Well, let us know in the comments below, and we will catch you on the next episode of On the Brain.
This is a more FW version of...
Oh, goodness gracious.
Cuddlier version.
Oh, man.
Disclaimer. I don't know, those things seem like they might like cuddling.
Jeff,
nothing wrong with cuddling.
I'm not calling you a robot.
Love, and never be normal.
Bye.